Okay. What else did I want to ask you? I guess more generally in terms of the Vietnamese community, I'm curious if you could give some sort of summary of your cultural challenges or professional, aside from language, what are the other areas in terms of the differences of Canadian society that you think people faced when coming here?
The differences that we face when
I guess the challenges culturally, or the challenges maybe professionally.
We're sort of more equal, you know, like in Vietnam, you can see a big gap between the teacher and the students, you know, like when they, you know, we do not argue with them, you know, we just said yes sir, you know, that sort of thing. It's the behavior wise, it's, you know, like I remember, like, I was shocked when I first went back to high school in 1982, and I saw a guy talking to my math teacher, you know, like, really, you know, I said, what was he doing, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, you sort of, and like you just would not expect me, or I would not expect myself to behave that way. But just a short few months later, I sort of talking to my teacher the same way. You know what I mean? But that you know, I just gotta just drop the cert at the end more often, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't do that in Vietnam. And the same way with the parents and the children here. I think we talk more. But I got three children now,
okay.
And we talk more, and they can order me around, you know, that sort of thing. But you know, things like that do not happen, you know, back then.
Different sense of authority.
Yeah, and so that's why some older people may have some problem with their children.
Yeah.
Especially their, you know, their. The spouses of their children, but she could say something, you know, she just, you know, off the top of her head, she just said it, and, you know, the parent would take it seriously, and, you know, that's why there's some problem. That's a cultural shock, I would think.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Besides that, I think, like, you know, like in terms of food, like, we have everything that we have here that we used to have in Vietnam, so, you know,
Business practices.
Oh yeah, it's different, but it's not much of a you know, it's not that big a deal. I think to me, it's the way we talk to our teacher, we talk to our elderly, you know, the way we that sort of thing.
In terms of your kids. How much do you think they'll understand where you came from and the reasons? Is that something they're well aware of, or will be well aware of when they're old enough?
We're telling them every day.
Yeah.
I don't know how much they absorb.
It's hard when I guess they haven't been through that.
No, they don't. But we, you know, we do. We do tell them the story. You know, like each member of my family.
Have
you know, different stories of how when we escaped Vietnam, when we first arrived, you know, each has, you know, his or her own problem. And but I think it, the good thing is that when my dad came and he sort of forced me back to school, that's a good thing. Then so that's sort of the standard for my brothers and my sister when they first came to Canada as well.
To
they
go
back to school. Yeah, school. So myself is CA. My sister is an engineer. She came in 85. My brother is, he's got a master's degree in electrical engineering.
Okay.
And the last one is a, some sort of an engineer as well. Yeah, so.
Highly educated family, yeah.
No, I believe it or not, that's very much standard.
For most
Vietnamese Because like you don't have any, you know, like the parents willing to put, you know, to work overtime to mm-hmm. do everything they can to put their kids through school. Because we strongly believe in education. We strongly believe that, okay, I'm not gonna, you know, we don't have much money. I can't leave you much money here, mm-hmm. but we're gonna leave you with an education.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thinking.
And in terms of people, parents, were they able to? You said your mom found work, but
yeah.
Are there qualifications recognized generally, or?
No. Okay. Most of the time, we have to. Well, they have the capability, so you know, but they have to take some courses here
mm-hmm.
in Canada to have a Canadian, you know, like certificate
right.
to prove it to people.
Right.
And it's not that hard though if you are able to do that. So my mom had to take some you know, like I don't know what social work attempt, but you know she did some courses like that
mm-hmm.
and she, you know, she went through some training, that sort of thing, and she got a job. Mm-hmm.